Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast, a podcast about all things travel, but mostly Disney. So, if you're watching us on YouTube, help us spread more magic. And if you love all things Disney, you know, go ahead, click that like button, subscribe to our channel, and smash that bell for your VIP pass to be notified of every new episode. All right. Well, first, before we get into all of this for tonight's episode, we would like to dedicate this episode to the iconic Maggie Smith. That was a big blow. That was a big blow. So I can't remember. We were just talking about it, but what was the, what did she say when she activated all of the statues?
Per totum locum morta.
Yes.
Something along that line.
A Harry Potter baddie.
Do that spell.
R.I.P. Professor McGonagall.
Yeah. We also would, I'd like to take a moment and just acknowledge what has been going on in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. I was in Western North Carolina. I was in Cherokee at a conference when she came barreling through. And I was very lucky that I... very grateful to make it off the mountain and make it home. It took a very, very long time to get home, and it was very scary, but our thoughts and prayers are with everyone who is affected. And please, if you can help, please, please help. Please help them.
Yeah, so. It hit Western North Carolina hard. The town that I grew up in, Augusta, they're saying that that's the worst storm that they have ever had in Augusta. Like, seeing streets that I grew up on just completely destroyed. And I'm actually on location recording this week because my stepmother, Robin, thankfully did not have any damage to her house, but still does not have power. So she is staying with us, so on location this week, but thankful that, you know, she was able to get out and, like Jenny was saying, everyone that can, please help however you can.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad. And I know that I didn't even see the worst parts of it, because by then we couldn't get into anywhere, but it was terrifying, and it was bad. So, all right. We are going to go ahead and, move on. We are going to go to new news, and for that, we're going to, turn it over to Brooks. And I just realized that I didn't even introduce anyone. So welcome, Brooks. And welcome, Kelton, and welcome, Steph, my fabulous co-host. We just have a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's just a lot. So, all right, Brooks, go ahead, take it away with new news.
And we're not even prepared with the music. So we're oh, hold on. I think we're thinking about it.
No.
All right, we're just going to roll on, put it in post, and if, future Brooks, if you did not put that in post, I am ashamed of you. Anyway, moving on with the new news. I am your anchor, Christian Brooks Reiner. And going on, first we're going to go to the Royal Caribbean. And the Star of the Seas has officially earned her sea legs as she is officially floated for the first time as of this recording. She is currently on course for her arrival to Port Canaveral in August of 2025. So,
can I say something?
Yes.
Royal missed a huge marketing campaign by not sending
the Star of the Seas to the state of Texas to have, like, I mean, the whole Stars at Night are big and bright type of thing. Like, Star of the Seas, Stars at Night. It's, you know, Pee Wee Herman. Like, it was could have been a whole marketing thing, and Royal missed out on that. I'm hurt and disappointed.
Royal Caribbean, do better. Moving on to some Walt Disney World news. As we said back in the previous episode of the Mouse Ears podcast, if you haven't listened to it, it was Guy's Night with a special guest, Macho King. But we mentioned it there, but as a reminder, all dates for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party for 2024 have been sold out. So, but we mentioned if you're having FOMO from missing that party, you're in luck because Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party has almost full availability. They only have one night sold out so far, and that is on day one, November 8th. All the other dates are open as of right now, so contact your favorite Fairy Tale Journeys agent to book that party. And also, Jollywood Nights are still completely open as of right now. No sold out dates as of yet, but they do tend to sell out. So again, don't have FOMO as you might be having for the Halloween party. Also, new deals dropped as you're listening to it this past week. But guests can now save up to $200 per night on a 3-night, 2-day room and ticket package at select Disney Resort hotels. Also, guests can also save up to 25% on rooms at select Disney Resort hotels in early 2025. That's the same for the up to $200 a night off. And lastly, I mean, they had to throw the bone for those Florida residents. Florida residents can save up to 30% off on select Disney Resort hotels in 2025. And they also have the AP discounts as well if you're an annual pass holder. Kelton from the great state of Texas in the back.
So it was funny. I had booked a client the night before, and then that morning I got an email as I'm driving to work that, hey, discounts dropped. And I'm going, crap, it is 5:45 and I am on the way to work. So, but I ended up calling, you know, into the Platinum Earmark line, because we can do that because we're a Platinum Earmarked agency. And I was able to get them switched over, which was fantastic, because Pop Century, when these deals go, Pop Century sells like that. Mm-hmm. Gone. Anyway, and he reminded me that I completely forgot about, because I'm a bad travel agent, apparently. Remember, on the day of your check-in for 2025, you have free access to the water parks. So when I told my client that, who has a 2 young kids, she loved it. So that's why, for things like that, book with a travel agent, especially yes. A Platinum Earmarked one.
You just mentioned Pop Century too. Did they finish their refurbishment early, or finally finish their food court refurbishment? I think I saw something about it finally being done or looking nice.
I don't know. I do believe it was supposed to finish up by, I think, mid-November. Mm. But I can say when we were there last month that even though the refurbishment was going on, it was not a big deal at all. They killed the mobile ordering on that. They did fantastic, had a great setup. Huge props go out to all of those cast members at Pop Century for having, it's never easy to deal with a refurbishment. It doesn't matter if it's at a theme park or in your own home. It's never fun. So those cast members at Pop Century, shout out to all y'all out there.
I found out what it was that I skimmed, and you were right. It was supposed to be done by the beginning of October, and it got extended the refurbishment got extended through November 30th, 2024. So close to 2 months, or about 2 months extra. So that's great to hear that despite the refurbishment, they're stepping up their game with the mobile ordering and everything, still accommodating, because late night snacks, that's all. And breakfast.
Yep. And then moving on to Disneyland Resort news. Guests can once again save big at Disneyland in 2025 with saving on hotel stays and $50 kids Disneyland tickets. That's right, you heard it right. The kiddies can go for $50 a day. So if you have not contacted your favorite Fairy Tale Journeys travel agent to book your next Disney destination vacation, do so now. Fill out a free quote form at fairytalejourneys.com to get paired with one of their amazing agents to help you get started on planning the trip of your dreams. That is right. The Macho King talking about all these deals that are going on at Disneyland and Disney World. They are the cream of the crop, your cup of coffee. And now we are heading back over to the trivia master, my tag team partner, Kelton.
I wish I could do a voice like that.
You can't. I believe in you.
It's killing me right now.
I believe in you.
So I'm not going to do it. I do apologize on that. You can believe in me. All you might, maybe I'll grow wings and fly one day. Maybe. Yes. Anyway, on to today's trivia. Just today, and like every other podcast episode, is brought to you by the Magic Candle Company. Next time you want a Disney-inspired scent to fill your home and or office, whether it may be a candle, room spray, or more, make sure to use our special promo code MOUSEERS for 15% off. That is MOUSEEARS for 15% off of any future Magic Candle Company purchases. So today's trivia question is, when is Pluto's birthday?
Do you guys know this one? Because I cannot say that I did.
I did not.
Isn't that sad?
This ought to be a good one. If you know when Pluto's birthday is and you did not reach the end of the episode yet, put it in the comments if you're on Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcast, YouTube, TikTok, YouTube Amazon Shorts, wherever else you listen to, sending a smoke signal from the moon, whatever it has to be, let us know what you think it is.
Drop a postcard.
Ooh, postcard? Send it by owl.
Oh, whatever pet you took to
Hogwarts.
That's a good one.
Poor Ron Weasley took a rat. What a guy.
Wormtail.
Freaking Wormtail, man. Come on.
Peter Pettigrew.
Back to you, Jen, for tonight, today's episode.
All right. Well, speaking of Pluto, who is our favorite fun dog, today's episode is going to be about the Best Friends Pet Care Center. And if you are not familiar with this, Best Friends is the country's first and longest running play and stay pet destination. They have over 40 locations. One of them happens to be Walt Disney World Resort. And Steph, correct me if I'm wrong, it is very close to the Fort Wilderness campgrounds.
It's right across the street from Port Orleans. Okay. And it's close to Fort Wilderness campgrounds, but it's literally hop, skip, and a jump over from Port Orleans. So okay. Riverside. Yeah.
All right. And Riverside is also one of Disney's pet-friendly resorts.
Yep.
So, all right. So their mission was to raise the bar for pet care. So it is Disney level pet care for your furry family member. All right. The standards are very, very high. Stephanie and I were able to go and do a tour, and they wouldn't let us play with all the dogs, but that's okay. Yeah, sad. It was sad. And I couldn't pet the cats, but I get it. Those are people's pets, but you know, you just want to see them.
That is a tease right there.
It is. Yeah.
Here are these just adorable dogs that all they want to do is play, but no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. No. It's not just a tease, but you, like, and we'll talk about it. You'll see their accommodations and you're just like, I want to stay here too. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So would you say with the accommodations that they spared no expense?
Kylie, we spared no expense.
You nailed it.
Nailed it. All right. So something very important, at least to me, because I have a zoo in my house, but all of the Best Friends care centers are crate free. They are climate controlled. They are staffed. There's premium food and bedding. We saw this one very lucky dog that had Mickey Mouse sheets on his twin size bed. It was adorable. They also have a safety first, and they are very, very careful with their animals. There's the outdoor area has extra precautions with their fencing and with their gates and, you know, just with the staff members with them, how they take them outside and their runs, if they have a little patio. It was very impressive.
They even have a cute statue of what is it, like a flower statue of Pluto outside to die for. It's just so cute, really. But yeah, they do. I mean, I can attest from the many, 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 many times I've left my dogs there that they're clean, their attention to detail, and their care in which they handle everything. Not only that, they are spectacularly always, always nice and friendly and welcoming. Mm-hmm. And it is just like you feel so comfortable with leaving your pet there. So, sorry, just picking back on just like their high standards, basically.
All right. One of my favorite things for those of us with older pets, and Steph, I know that you've had your pet in this area, but there is, and it's adorable, it's a senior wing. So it's back a little bit further, so it's a lot quieter. They have a trained team for administering medications. If your animal, you know, your furry friend or family member needs medications, they can do that.
They even have Tempur-Pedic beds. Yeah. Like the beds for I'm not sure if it's for all the dogs or for just seniors, but I know my senior dogs, when I take them, they get their Tempur-Pedic beds there. Talk about luxury.
I know. It was very impressive. Mm-hmm. The hours. They're open Monday through Sunday. They open 1 hour before the park. So technically you could rope drop. And they close 1 hour after the parks close. So you could still get your fireworks in and then go and pick up your pet.
And this is also true for like after hours, because some after hours close at 1. Mm-hmm. If they close at 1, you can drop or pick up at 2 a.m. You know, same with, you know, any special events. So just something to keep in mind. Plan accordingly.
Yeah. And another favorite, and I know that this was just adorable for the last time that you were there, Stephanie, they did grooming on the final day. So you get your pet back and they're all nice and clean with the cute little bow and they smell good for the ride home.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's important because I've done it where, so if you don't do grooming on the last day and you just decide to pick them up, check out, and that's it, call it a day. Checkout is at noon, right? Very similar to checkout at a hotel, which is 11. However, if you do opt into doing grooming on the last day, then you don't have to pick up your loved one until 6 p.m. So, which for me, someone who drives to and from Disney is just fantastic, because if I want to go for a few hours on the last day and have my dog with me, I feel like my day stretched out a lot more instead of cutting it close, you know, by 11. Because yes, you can leave your dog longer as long as the room is available. But if you stay past 12 and you're not grooming, you're basically paying for a whole day stay. So a whole day stay is only a few, like a couple bucks less than an overnight boarding, which we will discuss in detail later. But again, plan accordingly. They give you options, which is great.
We love those options. All right. As something, since I mentioned fireworks, just note that all pets are brought inside before any fireworks go off, because we know how pets can spook and run off and escape, and they turn into master escape artists. But they are brought in for fireworks, so you don't have to worry about that.
No. Which is huge.
Yeah.
Huge. That's probably, too, one of the reasons why Animal Kingdom closes early, is because of fireworks and that kind of thing, in case people didn't know. At least that's what I heard one time. It makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. So you can take your dogs and your cats. They are kept in separate rooms. So even if your cat loves dogs or your dog loves cats, they are not going to be mixed up together. So the cats area is called Kitty City. It was the cleanest room I think I've ever been in. It was spotless. Didn't smell, didn't.
And that's impressive with a room.
Yeah.
Full of cats.
Just for cats.
Yeah. And it's very like, it's very light in there. Mm-hmm. You know, like on top, like there's windows, there's lights, all of the cat, what would you call those? Cat kennels? Not really. Is that what they're called? I don't have a cat, so whatever. The little beds where the cats are left at, they're all clear. So they have just great view of everything. The windows, I think they have a view to the doggy patio as well. So there's just endless entertainment for them in Kitty City.
In Kitty City. They also do take them out of their areas, because, you know, they have to keep, you can't just throw a whole bunch of cats into a room, that just never works out well. So they do have their own little condo areas, and they do take them out several times a day so that they can play. And there's all kinds of toys and equipment for them to play on. So that was really cool. But one of the cleanest rooms I've ever been in on Disney property was the cat room at Best Friends.
And let's not forget that the rooms are decorated to Disney. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Disney magic is still at this boarding center in every way, shape, or form. And I'll elaborate on that a little bit afterwards.
Yeah, it was cute. It was very cute. All right. They also have other pets in the pet pocket. And I did not realize this until we did the tour. I thought it was just dogs and cats. And we saw birds, and there were guinea pigs and bunnies.
Yeah.
I think, was there an iguana? There was some type of reptile.
Reptile, yeah.
There was some kind of reptile. I don't know, because they were in their own enclosed room. And
smaller, but that's because there's not that many other pets that are dropped off. But honestly, and we went like a random weekend in July. Mm-hmm. There was quite a bit of other pets. And I'm calling them other pets. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about.
Don't come for us, okay? Don't come for us. But there was a variety in that room. Now, I believe they said that for that room, you need to provide the cage for them. I know the bunnies were in this play area. I don't know if they had a crate that they were in or a cage that they were in, but obviously your bird needs to be in a cage, because you can't have birds So that was neat. We could only see in the front of that room is all glass. So we could only see in, we couldn't go in because they're smaller and a little bit more excitable animals. So pets, furry friends. All right. So let's talk about accommodations. They are deluxe. They are so, so nice. They are crate free. So like I said, the cats have little kitty condos. They're kind of built into the wall, but they have a glass. The whole front of it is glass. And depending on what size you do, they have little tunnels that go up and down and where they can climb up. If you have several cats, you can have your cats together in some of those condos. I think I'm just going to call them kitty condos. I don't know. It sounded good, right? So there's a few options. So, you know, like Disney loves their options. So there are options. The first one is overnight boarding. So if you want your furry friend to have a room that they can sleep in and stay for a few days, then that is the first option. And Steph, I believe that this is the one that you do most.
Yes. And if you want, I can go over some of the pricings and the different options if you want.
Would love that.
So I'll take over then. yes, I do overnight boarding. But they also do daycare. So daycare is actually very popular with cast members, believe it or not. It's not just resort guests, but cast members and locals actually do use Best Friends pet care facility quite often. One of the things that we learned is that they even have like a monthly get together for pets there. There's a wait list for this because of how popular it is. Yep. It's a membership for dogs to go play a few times a week. I was in shock. But anyways, I digress. Overnight boarding and daycare, both options are available. Very, very popular, like I said, locals, cast members, and of course, Walt Disney World Resort guests. Daycare, like I mentioned earlier, like let's say you want to pick up your dog past 12 o'clock on your checkout day, but you don't want to do grooming. Well, depending on how long you want to stay, that would be considered a day rate or a daycare. And it could basically be from the open to close, like the hours that we mentioned before, that would be considered a daycare rate without staying overnight. Kind of self-explanatory. I'm redundant. So
also for the daycare, I wanted to point this out because a lot of people, I think they miss out on this. They don't want to board their pet the whole time they're there. For the daycare, you can drop your pet off in the morning. Now, if you bring your pet to Disney property and they are going to stay with you in a room, which they can at Yacht Club, at Riverside,
Art of Animation,
and campgrounds. So there are very specific parameters that you have to do. A lot of my clients travel with their pets. The top one is you have to be able to get back to your room within 30 minutes. So that's something to keep in mind. And you cannot leave your animal alone for more than 7 hours. So if you want to do an open to close in the parks, the daycare is a very good option. They'll be able to go and play and they'll be well taken care of and you can pick them up at night. So I just want to throw that out there.
Well, it's a very valid point because I don't think people realize. Let's take Magic Kingdom, for example. It's going to take you 20 minutes at a minimum, I'd go for a family of four, to get from Ariel's Grotto in the back or Storybook Circus to the bus depot at Magic Kingdom. And if you're maybe lucky enough to get on a bus right when you show up, it's at max another 20 minutes to get to your resort, whichever one it may be. So you're really, really.
And that's if you're not driving. But then if you are driving, you have to take the monorail to the TTC or the ferry to the TTC, plus get in your car, plus then drive. So, yeah, I would not recommend that.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there because
it's important. It's important.
That's something that, like Kelton said, a lot of people don't. They don't think about that. That Disney is very, very strict on their pet policy. So keep that in mind. All right, continue.
Well, kind of piggyback on what you said, Jen. Let's say you don't have a car. Let's say you're trying to just enjoy a hotel stay or go have dinner or breakfast or something, enjoy it somewhere else. And you're not really trying to have complicate your trip by having your own transportation to and from the pet boarding. Disney offers transportation, round trip transportation for your pets, pickup and drop off from either of the four hotel locations. There are specific pickup and drop off times that are listed on their website for you to check if that is an option that you wanted to do. But all you have to do is call, make that reservation, and, you know, hopefully you have a well-behaved dog. But, you know, if you're able to take advantage of this transportation, stay at the park all day, and not worry until they get dropped back off, it's a huge perk for you to, you know, not have to worry about driving all over Walt Disney World property, which we all know can be it can be complicated. I've gotten lost and I've been there how many times? Like, it's easy to take the wrong turn very easily.
And they are the cutest buses ever. They are so adorable. I want to ride on one.
Can you imagine being that bus driver? Your job is picking up dogs.
Yes. I mean, I would actually love that.
Can we arrange, like, you know, if you've had a long day and you don't want to wait on those buses, can you arrange for a drop off and pick up with those buses?
Oh, I wish. That would make my life so much easier.
Like, I mean, you can pay the $25 as well, and then you get playtime with doggies while you're on your way to Disney. I mean, I feel like we're coming up with a new business. I mean,
I think this is perfect.
Yes. Sticky Mike, let's get on it with you know, oh man, what can we
the mouse can ears.
Can you picture Brooks like sitting there in the driver's seat as a sticker? Like, let's go.
We're gonna have the MEPP section, the Mouse Ears Podcast pet section. We've got the MEPS for the Mouse Ears Podcast spouses.
Mouse Ears Puppy Pals. Master your puppy pals.
If anybody's looking for a dog, I have four they can have. And potentially a wife.
And like, I'll throw in a cat with it.
I have a feral child too, like Brooks. I'll give that away.
Two dogs, one cat, one feral child. Which, by the way, you know, a little bit of a side note. We were out to dinner tonight before the podcast. And we, Ellie was literally just taking her food and just dipping it in sauce, licking the sauce, and then just basically eating sauce, and then was wanting to just put her hands on our clothing, and it's just like, no.
So I'm glad Ellie's doing that too, because we were at a dinner back in Florida a few months ago. Kenny took the whole thing of ranch and just dumped it on his chicken nuggets and then proceeded to just lick the ranch off. I must be raising the most Midwestern child ever born. I mean, Charlie Behrens would be so proud right now.
And then we were walking to our car in the parking lot, and I'm holding her hand. We're walking.
Oh, no.
And she's looking at my hand and trying to lick my hand. I'm like, no, we are not doing that. No.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And I'm like, literally just looking, and she's like,
Ellie thinks she's a cat. It's happening. She thinks she's a cat.
She does love our cat, Abraham DeLace, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley.
What was that?
His name is Abraham DeLace, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley, the alley cat.
Yes. I love it.
Because he was an orange alley cat that just showed up at our house.
I hope he plays jazz music and dances in the background. Everybody wants to be a cat.
No, that's Ellie. She's in the background. Just bouncing.
That is an underrated movie. Underrated.
Oh, cats. Oh, which I had never underrated. Really seen it until I had kids. And
you don't like it, Kelton?
Kelton.
No, I do not want to stay in my house then. Movie.
How can I take revenge on High School Musical with you?
You can't. You want to know why? Because Brooks and I are all in this together. We're all for one. That's right.
Oh, are we quoting Three Musketeers now? Because it's all so for love.
And we are all off track.
Yes.
Again. No kidding.
We are.
We are. All right. So where were we? We were at overnight boarding and daycare. Whoops.
Yes.
So a couple of things to keep in mind. There are special rates for Disney resort guests. Mm-hmm. There are special rates for annual pass holders, DVC members, and cast members. But for the sake of time, I'm kind of just going to go over the general pricing that they currently have. So the prices I will let you in on are for one dog specifically, but there is a 20% discount for daycare and 25% discount for overnights for each additional pet sharing the room. These rates may apply to all rates based on holidays and breaks because prices can fluctuate during peak season. So anyways, the first accommodation available is an indoor standard room. This is a 4x8 accommodation and includes two potty walks. The day rate for one dog is $56 and the overnight rate is $64. Then the indoor-outdoor run, which is where I typically have my dog stay at, is a 4x4 indoor with a 4x8 outdoor patio, and it includes two potty walks. The day rate is $60, and the overnight rate is $69. I personally really like that one. I feel like my dogs enjoy having a little bit of freedom, you know, going outside and just seeing the sun, and my dogs like to suntan. Yeah. So I've always had a fantastic experience with either indoor or the indoor outdoor, but I do prefer the indoor outdoor for the private outdoor patio that they provide. Anyway, so then moving on to the suites. Yes, they have villas and suites for dogs. Why can't they be spoiled just like we do? They have a villa, which is an 8x9 indoor bedroom. Yes, you heard that right. Bedroom, with a 3x8 outdoor patio for $115 a night. This includes one potty walk, one playtime or play and stay, a flat screen TV where they play Disney movies. Yes, they do. A webcam, so you can actually go on the website and see your pet live. They have premium bedding and a private outdoor patio. Yes, that's not even the most expensive option. This is just a villa.
Just a villa.
Just the villa.
Just a villa.
Is your moderate. Then,
so wait, they have club level?
Oh, yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Hot dog.
Hot dog, hot dog,
so,
hot diggity.
Oh, I love that. That needs to go on TikTok. All right. They also have luxury accommodations, which is an 8x9 indoor bedroom with a 3x8 outdoor patio for $140 a night. This includes two potty walks, two play times or play and stay, flat screen TV, webcam, premium bedding, and private turfed outdoor patio. Yes, turfed. And last but not least, they have a club suite for our furry friends. This is a 16x18 indoor bedroom with a 4x18 outdoor patio for $310 a night. This includes personal concierge. I don't even know what that even means, if I'm being totally
extra
honest.
Ear scratches. I don't know.
They get a little bell anytime. Treat me, please. Treat me. Bing. Like, okay. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. So it includes personal concierge, two potty walks, two play times or play and stay, bedtime story. Yes, you get read a Disney bedtime story, plus a flat screen TV that's constantly playing Disney movies, webcam so you can see your furry friend wherever you're at any time, premium bedding and bowls. So it's not just the bed. You're going to get like a freaking fancy bowl for their water. Make sure it stays cold all day long. Private turfed outdoor patio. You get pet updates. That must be the personal concierge. And what is that? Plus a tote with seasonal gifts. So yes, they even get toys. Yes, Brooks with the two dogs, one cat, and a feral child.
Question. If I
no, dress we can't up- afford this.
Sorry. If I dress up like Pluto, can I stay club level? Because I mean, that just sounds wonderful.
Yes, it does. I mean, that's just the dog accommodations.
I've never had that type of luxury.
Yeah.
When Jen said there was a full-on bed with Mickey sheets, there's pillows and everything, and there's like a sofa even, and oh my gosh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It really is. It's so nice. And I will throw this out there. They said that they are booked. Those rooms are booked all the time. So if that's something you want, you need to book early.
Yeah, I can believe it.
So while we're on the different accommodations, I might as well mention the ones for the different animals. For cats, just like with the dogs, you can get 20% discount for daycare and 25% discount for overnight for each additional pet sharing the room. And in this case, it'd be their little cat pocket. So two level kitty condo, which is three by two by three. So three wide, two deep, three tall. I don't like how that reads, but whatever. The day rate is $34 and the overnight is $36. The four level kitty townhome. Wow. It's not even a condo. It's a townhome. Three wide, two deep, six tall. I can't tell. It's so small. I can't tell if that's inches or feet because the little thing is so sorry.
It has to be feet.
Yeah. I just, anyways, sorry guys. The day rate for the four level kitty townhome is $43 and the overnight rate is $48. So that's for the cats. Then for pocket pets, like Jen mentioned, owners must provide habitat. I love that. Habitat.
It's a habitat.
So the pricing is per pet and size of habitat, which is determined at check-in. So these prices are just basically like a starting price. So for a small, it's $18. For a medium, it's $22. For a large, it's $27. An extra large is $30. What would constitute an extra large pocket pet?
A really fat rabbit. You know, one of those big, giant, floppy bunnies?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What? Like the That's Jurassic funny. Park bunny. I don't...
That's too funny. some of the add-ons that you can add to your cats. Yes, your cats is an activity toy. If you don't bring your own, I guess. $5 a day. I don't have a cat, so I haven't had a cat experience with the best friends. But I can tell you about my experiences with my dogs. They have a deluxe kitty bed upgrade for $8 a day. And playtime add-on for $12. And you can finalize this at check-in. This is not something they have to do when you first reserve. Then some of the other activities that you can add on to your doggy stay. For an individual dog or an individual without the group play, you get 10 minutes of one-on-one activity with an associate. All are $12, and you can add on a walk and explore. To me, that sounds like an extra potty walk, basically. You're just walking around. They're beautiful grounds. Mm-hmm. You can add cuddle time. I need that job. That's the job I want. I want to be the one in charge of cuddle time add-ons, play time, and bedtime story. Like, what? I don't even read a bedtime story to my dogs. I tell them I love them excessively and good night, but wow, talk about spoiled. All right, group play. So in substitution of activities, pets are guaranteed at least 4 hours of fun with their new best friends. That's a lot of play time. That's awesome. You can play and stay for $26. This is included with all suite rooms, so not the standard indoor or indoor-outdoor runs. Pet must be spayed and neutered, must be 5 months old at least. Vaccinations required for the play and stay is rabies, distemper, bordetella, and canine influenza with the booster. So if you don't do the play and stay, group play, in other words, all you would need is rabies, distemper, and bordetella. You don't need to have your dog spayed or neutered if they're staying by themselves and not associating with other dogs. Also had that experience as well. Some other fun extras you can add on is a pet photo for $5. And let me just tell you, I did this when I went to Disney in July with Jen and some of our other friends. I had taken my little guy Lucky with me, and they were celebrating Christmas in July. So mm-hmm. One of the great things that Best Friends Pet Center does, that a lot of our resorts do, is they have activities throughout the day, and they're just celebrating with the holidays and that kind of thing. They're keeping things fun. There's always activities and things to make it, I don't know, just magical, I guess is the right word. And so since they were celebrating Christmas in July, I had the opportunity to include a pet photo, and what they did is my lucky boy took a picture with Santa in his summer outfit.
So cute.
And put it on a magnet that's bigger than my hand. So I literally have a picture of Lucky with summer Santa on my fridge, and it's just adorable. Absolutely love it for $5. That's like such a cheap souvenir, like so cute. Okay, you can also upgrade to premium bedding, which is $8 per day. Mm-hmm. And nightly news, I'm going to assume, I do not know this for certain, that would be like any updates of your pets for $10 per day. A lot of things you can add on. And that isn't even including like some of the treats you can add on. You can add on like a puppuccino or pup cup, pup ice cream. I think at one time that I dropped off one of my dogs, they had like a Thanksgiving feast or something. Your pets are so well taken care of here. I cannot emphasize this enough. It is worth the money to just have them taken care of. You're close by. One of the things that we didn't mention is that you can go and visit your pets. Yep. And you also can go and walk your own dog if you choose to. That is a different accommodation and price, I believe. But whether you want to do that or not, I personally have just some peace of mind knowing that my dogs are nearby when I'm on vacation. And I can call at any point and ask, hey, is my dog okay? Or, you know, just wanted to check in. They'll let you know if there's anything off. They'll call you if you need, if for whatever reason. You really do feel comfortable with them. And again, safety first, not just with us humans at Disney, but with our furry ones too. So an important thing to know is that when you do make a reservation, whether you make it yourself or an agent from FTJ does it for you, when you make a reservation, you have to pay a deposit. The deposit is basically a one-night stay, very similar to how it is for our hotel stay reservations. The great thing is that it's fully refundable up until, I want to say, 24 to 48 hours before. And let's say you decide the day of, this happened to me too, that you no longer can go because what happened, Michael got mandated at work and we literally couldn't leave. He had to stay. I didn't lose my money. Kind of like how it is with Disney tickets. If for whatever reason you don't go, you don't lose the ticket. You don't lose the value of that money. It basically gets put into your account. As talked about specifically with the pet boarding, it stays in your account and you can use it for a future stay or to add anything on in the future. So you basically get a credit on your account. Credit. Yeah.
It's store credit.
Yeah.
And which I absolutely love because, again, it's something that I use often.
That's incredible that they do that.
Yeah. You can literally wait until last minute almost. So the only thing with last minute, obviously, especially for peak season, is there are limited rooms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this isn't a massive complex by any means. They fully staffed, or at least it seems that way, because they just have plenty of people there. Everyone is fantastic to work with. So nice, so welcoming. I did mention that earlier. But there aren't like endless rooms. I do think that they mentioned to us that they were expanding. Is that correct, Jen? They are expanding in the near future, which is fantastic. But at the end of the day, again, expect those rooms to be booked for holidays, and you don't want to wait till last minute. Again, like I said, fully refundable up until 24 or 48 hours before. So you might as well put down the deposit. And if you end up, you know, deciding later on, no, we're not going to go, better to reserve than to then scramble. So trust me.
And something else I want to bring up, we talked about the four resorts that allow pets in or dogs in the rooms. And we talked about the rules that they have. Just know that that comes as a cost. Mm-hmm. So for a little bit more, they can go stay at the Best Friends Pet Center and be very well taken care of. So just keep in mind that even though they're allowed at the resorts, that is not free. It ranges depending on what your resort you're at, but it goes up to $50 a night. So just keep that in mind. It's a thing, and it's probably going to put a little bit of a damper on your vacation to have that stress of having to be able to get back. I don't know about anyone else. My dogs have no manners and they bark, and heaven forbid there's a noise or someone walks by, you would think the world is ending. Just no manners, no sense of personal space, none of that. So the thought of leaving them alone in a hotel room,
I would only ever do that with, like, if I'm staying at the campgrounds potentially, but I am not one to take my dog to the hotel. Not because I wouldn't, but because, like you said, it's a stressor. It really is. So I would rather just go and take my dog to the daycare where he'll be fine. He'll be looked at after. You know, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And not only that, but what can you bring when you drop off your dog? You bring your pet's foods, food and treats, up to 2 toys, and a t-shirt that smells like home. So, you know, they provide everything else, bedding and bowls. If you reserve a suite, you can bring your own bedding. But again, just give me the Mickey sheets. And if you don't bring your own food, they do provide wet and dry food options as well. So you don't need to vacation stressing out over your pet. You really don't. Why do that to yourself? Especially if you're driving and have the option to drive. Just take your pet and keep them close. Let them, give them the opportunity to also have a magical vacation. So on that note, where are we next? So we talked about the requirements for the dogs, which is, again, Bordetella, rabies, distemper, canine influenza for group play, and must be spayed and neutered for group play, not if you're staying alone. And they do require fecal samples or the fecal test if they are under 1 year old. But remember, you cannot leave a dog under 5 months. The requirements for cats, however, are just the rabies and distemper. Good to know, because you don't want to be stressing the last day. Oh my gosh, what do I have to take with me? And you can email that to them or take it with you when you drop them off. I only have to pay for the entire stay upon picking up, which is wonderful. So like what I've done, when I'm in like this euphoric state at Disney, right? And I'm like, man, I'm having such a great time. I've got my Dole Whip. I'm watching the parade down Main Street. I want my dog to experience this too. I can call at any point and be like, hey, I didn't discuss adding a doggy ice cream. Can you please give him one today? Yes, absolutely. So let's say you just decide you're going to add something or whatever. There is that flexibility. You only have to pay at the end. It's nice. Again, just one less thing for you to stress out if there's any changes you want to make or whatever. And again, everyone is just unbelievable to work with. Like, you know they care about pets, which is really, really great. But if you don't believe me, if you don't believe Jen with our incredible experience, you can take a virtual tour on the website for Best Friends Pet Center at Walt Disney World. But if you do want, you can also schedule for a meet and greet tour, and you can meet administration, groomers, whoever is available. You can check out the entire facility so you have peace of mind as well with who and where you're leaving your furry loved one, which is great. Mm-hmm. I really, again, they do everything. They go above and beyond to make sure you're comfortable as well as your pet. Another thing that I think is awesome. So actually, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. When you first get to the Best Friends Pet Center at Walt Disney World, the place is just stunning. You go in and the entire outside have all these gorgeous pictures of different Disney dogs. There's a massive bone. There's a massive fire hydrant. There's a massive sign that that says Best Friends Pet Hotel. I'm going to try and post a picture of me and Lucky there in front of that sign. It's beautiful. You see the dogs playing outside in behind the fence. Again, just the decor is stunning. You walk in, it's a double door entrance. So again, taking every precaution necessary to make sure that your pets are safe inside and there's no room for escape, basically. Clean as heck. But when you walk in, there's all these different Disney toys and collars and harnesses and treats that you can purchase. like your eyes just do this, you know. I get bug-eyed because I really just want to buy. I mean, they have some of the cutest like Star Wars bandanas for dogs. Oh my gosh, they even have a machine to make dog collar tags. It is awesome. So you can actually go shopping for your dog there. And the process is very, very easy. I go, I get to the front desk, I tell them my name, they catalog everything that I'm taking there, I'm dropping off with them. They put a little paper collar around your pet, so with their name on it. So you actually drop them off and take with you the dog's harness and leash. They have their own equipment that they use, again, for the safety of the dog. And again, it's so seamless. It really, really is so seamless. And if there's a dog that has an accident, they take care of it. They make sure that, you know, dogs aren't intermingling or anything like that unnecessarily. It's just, it is a well-oiled machine. But that's just how you get in. Like I said, when you arrive to check them out, also very, very easy. While you're checking them out, paying and whatever, they'll bring out your dog and bada bing, bada boom. But my favorite thing I have to say about Best Friend's Pet Hotel is that when you pick them up, they give you a doggy report card. I cannot make this up.
It was the cutest thing.
Yes. They'll tell you like how they did, if they, you know, how they done their walks, how they did with the food, how they played with their, whoever was their cast member, how they did on their own. So like, for instance, I have Shibas. If you know anything about them, they're very vocal. So they'll check on the report card, missed on my family. you know, they'll tell you if they went to the bathroom all right, if they ate a lot or little or not really. And then they have a comment section and they're just so nice. Like, I think it's just so cute when, for instance, they'll say, Lucky is the cutest. And the eye, they'll do like a little Mickey in the eye. But anyways, it's such a cute little touch that they do at the end. And again, just included with the services that you get at Best Friends. So hands down, I have nothing but great things to say about them as a whole, all the things that they offer. Their prices might seem a little steep, but honestly, again, look at all the different elements that you are receiving with them. Peace of mind is worth its weight in gold. For my dog, I'll pay anything. And again, that's not even covering, you know, the memberships and all these other great stuff that they offer. It really is a great place for pets and for you. So that's my spiel.
The report card to me really is cool. My brother wasn't at Best Friends, but he dropped his Boxer Labrador mix off at a boarding place one time, and they came back and they said she was great, but she had perpetually worried eyes.
That's hysterical.
Because she would just look at you all just a
so sad. And I'll say like, and I'll also say like, they do other activities. Like I mentioned like the picture from earlier with Santa, but they'll do like, what is it, costume contests for Halloween. Oh, they'll do other stuff for the holidays. It's just cute. It really, they go above and beyond to make it like an actual vacation stay for dogs. So awesome.
Leave it
really.
To Disney.
Yeah. Leave it to Disney. I mean, can you imagine, like, you don't have your dog, if they're in one of the suites and they have Disney movies just playing all day long.
My dogs have that at
home. And their own private patio. Yeah, I know, right? I do that at home too, but it's like, it's just awesome. And those rooms are so clean, like spotless, 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 spotless. And they're very, very pretty. So Anyways, that's the luxury experience that your dog can get if you decide to take him to Disney World with you.
I wonder what kind of movies they watch.
When we went, they were playing The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
They're playing The Little Mermaid.
What dog in their right mind would pick The Little Mermaid?
I mean,
well, you had Max. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
But I was thinking more like Fox and the Hound or like Lady and the Tramp.
Fox and the Hound can be really.
I don't know, let's not traumatize the dogs.
Yeah. Well, we're traumatized as, you know.
I mean, if we're going live action, they better not play Old Yeller.
Oh, no. Gosh. Homeward Bound.
But that's an incredible journey.
So anyways, on that note, Jen, do you want to let our audience know where they can find out more about your friends?
Sure. So if you are interested in booking your pet here, so at the Best Friends, you can call 407-209-3126. You can email dis@bestfriends.net. That's D as in Disney. All right. Or visit bestfriendspetcare.com/location/Walt Disney World. And I think that we'll have a link to their website up in the description of the episode.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to shout out to the cast members and everyone that has helped me with my dogs, because I know I have a problem child, and then I also have a sweet boy, but I have a problem child. And it is the only place, and I mean this truly, it is the only place that I feel comfortable leaving my one dog that has extreme separation anxiety, does not do well in kennels at all, like at all.
Yeah.
Has trust issues. And it is the only place that I've been able to have a good experience where people aren't, I don't know, afraid of him, or he's not feeling comfortable or scared himself. And I think that really speaks volumes. So, and you know, dogs feed off of energy and don't want to feel abandoned and any of that stuff.
Amen to
that. Like I said, I have my one dog who's just as easy as can be, and then my one dog who's my problem child. And he does well. So if you ever have any further questions, feel free to reach out to me. I will tell you all about my experiences, or call them. I cannot stress enough how fantastic they are to deal with, to work with. And again, those that helped us when we went on the tour, me and Jennifer in July, shout out to them as well. Can't wait for that expansion.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And it was a great place and a great option. All right, so we are going to turn it over to Kelton for the answer to our trivia question for this week.
So if you guys remember back to earlier on in the episode, today's trivia question, dealing, of course, with the one and only Pluto, when is Pluto's birthday? Besides the four of us who are looking at the answer right now, if anybody has an idea, make sure, of course, to drop it in any of the comments of wherever you listen and or watch. But the answer is September 5th of, get this, 1930, y'all. Pluto is 94
years
old.
He's the oldest dog in existence.
He deserves a puppuccino.
94 years old. Give the dog a puppuccino. Probably served in World War II.
And by the way, if you got that answer correct, you will get a puppuccino as well.
Yeah.
Visit your local Starbucks.
Yes.
Just let them know.
Just let them know that the podcast sent you. They'll know.
They will.
Just film that interaction.
We would like to see it. We would like to see that. All right, everybody. Well, that does it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for joining us and learning all about the Best Friends Pet Center. And if you have any questions or any comments, please let us know. All right. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group, our TikTok page, and our Instagram to stay up to date with all things travel, but mostly Disney. And if you are interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, please visit fairytalejourneys.com. Let them know the podcast sent you. Or if you already have a Fairy Tale Journeys agent, go ahead and reach out to them.
Take advantage of those 2025 deals.
Yes, yes. And lastly, if you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears Podcast, we'd love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. So until the next episode, thank you and have a great night.
Hug your furry friends tonight.
Yes, hug the babies.